As we walked into the mud brick home, we saw Clementine, one of our students, laying on the corner in the dirt floor, lifeless. We scooped her up and we rushed her to the nearest foreign-run clinic. 1 hour earlier, we sat in our school office with Clementine's mom and asked her why Clementine hadn't been in school for over a week. Clementine's mom began to weep deeply as she explained that Clementine was dying. What? How could this be, we asked. She went on to explain through her sobs that she had lost 2 children recently, an infant and a 2-year-old. They had died the same way that Clementine was dying now. Our emotions went from frustration to sadness to emergency action. That is when we rushed over to Clementine's house and we found her on the floor. When we arrived at the clinic, they hooked her up to fluids. Clementine had malaria, a very treatable virus that kills millions of children each year due to simple dehydration. Malaria doesn't kill them. Dehydration does. Clementine stayed in the hospital for 3 days on a drip line, and she has recovered fully. Thanks be to God. The realities of Rwanda, and the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you do it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you are doing it to me. You know, a life committed to following Jesus means serving those in need. God has a dream for each one of our lives. Faith is choosing and believing God's dream for your life. Nothing starts happening in your life until you start dreaming. God gave you the ability to dream, to create, to imagine. Dreaming is an act of faith. Everything that you see on this planet started as a dream. So how do you get God's dream for your life? You do 3 things according to Pastor Rick Warren. First, you dare to ask for it. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, Now glory be to God, who by His mighty work, His power at work within us, is able to do more than we would ever dare or ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. If you want God's blessing on your life, you must dare to ask for it. You must say, God, what's your dream for my life? What do you want me to do? Then ask yourself, what would I attempt for God if I knew I could not fail? Let that expand your vision. Second, you believe God's promises. The Bible says in Jeremiah 32, I am the Lord, the God of all peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me? Never let an impossible situation intimidate you. Let it motivate you to pray more, to believe more, to trust more, to experience more, to learn more, and to grow more. Faith always works in the realm of the impossible. The great missionary Hudson Taylor said that there are 3 stages to God's will in our life. The impossible, the possible, and done. Third, you dream big. Ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. The size of your God should determine the size of your goal. You haven't really believed God until you've attempted something that cannot be done in the power of the flesh. If you want to know how big your dream should be, ask yourself 2 questions. How much time do you have to give to it? If it's a dream that you can give the rest of your life to, then you can really dream big. Second, what are you shaped to do? What are your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences? The 5 things that make you, you. What do you love to do? What are you gifted to do? Dream great dreams for God. It's the first step in your walk of faith. I want you to consider 1 question today of these 3. And it's that middle question once again. What is the seemingly impossible thing you would attempt if you knew you could not fail? You know, these 3 questions, and particularly this one, challenged me 8 years ago as we began to consider a big dream to move to Rwanda. My fears of failure weighed on me like a ton of bricks. But God was nudging me to dream God-sized dreams. Jesus became more important than my fears. God's dreams were becoming my dreams. Baby steps led to bigger steps, which led to big change. We moved to Rwanda 7 years ago and started City of Joy Rwanda. It was a God-sized dream. Here's what we've accomplished by the grace of God in the past 12 months at City of Joy Rwanda. Worship at Joy Christian Church, a church that we started a little over a year ago, has spiked in attendance to 230 as 111 people have become baptized and surrendered their lives to Jesus. We gave away 400 mattresses to our neighbors. Imagine sleeping on a hard floor, dirt floor, your entire life, and now you have a soft mattress to sleep on. We have 163 students, boys and girls, in preschool and elementary school. All or most of them are sponsored at $40 per month. And some of you in this congregation are sponsoring them. And we say thank you. In fact, now we have 51 out of 163 students that are sponsored at $80 per month. Our sewing school last year graduated 20 students. And we started a new class of another 20 students. We had a debt of $118,000 last year, and that was paid off. It included our mission house, the guest house, and 6 acres of farmland. You know, more and more neighbors are excited now about what we're doing, about what City of Joy is doing in the neighborhood. And so they're offering their land for sale. We now own over 10 acres of land. God is expanding His kingdom, and He's up to something, and the future looks very bright. A grant from Grand Canyon University should be received in April for a new school playground and teachers' bedrooms and also a basketball court. We had 9 tanks donated by one church to help us collect rainwater, and scripture verses were printed on each tank. 2 cows were purchased and are providing milk for our students. We've even made homemade butter and ice cream. A large community garden is providing food in exchange for work to our most needy families. 700 banana trees are providing food, jobs, and even income. We started a 2-year pastors training program with 14 local pastors. Kindle fires were purchased and given to these pastors who are now being empowered to bring the Word of God to their churches. Our staff now includes 10 teachers, 1 pastor, and a school principal. A record number of teens came to serve last year. Maybe God is calling someone here to come to City of Joy, Rwanda. And most importantly, Jesus is the center of all that we do at City of Joy, Rwanda. Our mission is the Great Commission, to make disciples of all nations. Here's a reminder of the impact that City of Joy, Rwanda has had in the education system. I'd like to draw your attention to the 20-to-1 class ratio compared to over 75 students to 1 teacher that most schools have in our neighborhood. We have 2 daily meals and a goal of passing 97% of our students in the national exam in 6th grade. So where are we headed? In the next 5 years, we hope to expand our elementary and preschool to 3-year-olds through 6th grade. We need 10 additional classrooms at $10,000 per classroom. In 10 years, we want to start dreaming, and we want to transition to an international boarding school by opening up a junior high and high school. In 20 years, we'd like to add a sports complex, a conference center, missionary training center, public library, and even a private Christian university. But what are our next steps or our short-term goals for the coming year? Again, we need to have all of our students fully sponsored at $80 per month. If you'd like to sponsor a student, we have profile cards back on the table. They look like this. with pictures of our students and then also a description of what they're like. You can sign up here after the service, or you can find a student and take it home and sign up on our website. If we're able to get all 163 students sponsored at $80 per month, we'd be able to have all of our operating and maintenance expenses covered. You know, dreaming God-sized dreams begin when we step aside and allow more of God and less of us. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. That is where it starts. We can't do it on our own. We've tried and it's failed miserably. We need a Savior. We confess, we repent. That means turning from our prideful ways, and we give control over to God to direct our dreams. I want to share in closing a story, a testimony of a changed life in Rwanda, a life that is now following God's dreams. I wrote to our pastor just a couple weeks ago. I said, "Pastor Lambert, please send me some stories from your congregation." And this is the one that he sent me. It says, "My name is Calexity. I am married, blessed with two children. I was born and raised in Rwanda, South Province, Ruhango District. The testimony I want to share is how Christ operated on me, body and spirit, and then made me whole. He healed me from evil spirits' attacks. It started way back when I was a teenager in secondary school. At first, I thought it was epilepsy. I used to fall down, foam at the mouth, become unconscious, and after a number of hours, I'd come back to normal. My classmates and school leaders were always very helpful. When it happened to me, they would take me to the hospital and care for me as much as they could. This disturbed my studies one year. I missed the entire term. Nevertheless, it didn't stop God's plan. I continued up to higher education and just graduated this year from the University of Rwanda in journalism. I went to various places seeking help, but nothing got better. I even consulted traditional healers, but none was able to provide any cure. I reached to a point of desperation and I did not know what to do. When Joy Christian Church was planted, I was among the first to be a part of the body of Christ. In February of 2016, I surrendered totally my life to Jesus and got baptized. I fully put my trust in Christ, and my life was completely changed. From the time I allowed Christ to take over, no evil spirit ever dared to attack me again, since Jesus is control of my entire life. There's nothing greater than serving God. May God bless everyone who reads my testimony, encouraging you to let Jesus Christ be the center of your life." Let us pray. God, you call each and every one of us to be missionaries. Some across the ocean, but all of us across the street to our neighbors. May we take that call seriously. Amen.